y'all. I'm Carrie.
I'm Mandy.
And this is Monstrous. This episode contains topics and language that may not be suitable for all listeners, and topics that may be triggering for some. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, God.
Avocados are so yummy.
Her and her damn bougie-ass toast.
Avocado toast is fire. Have you tried it?
I don't eat avocados.
Oh, my God. They are so good.
I hate avocados. They're gross.
They are so yummy.
That's all right, Mandy. That just leaves more for us.
I know, right?
No, thank you. And guacamole is even worse.
Oh, I love guacamole.
Ugh, no, I'm good. It's fucking gross. Grosses me out. I think it's a texture thing. Guacamole is definitely the taste. It's fucking nasty. Avocados, I think it's just a texture thing.
Might be.
Like, I can't. There's a lot of foods I cannot eat because
of the texture and stuff.
The texture or the way they look. Can't do it. Mayonnaise, can't eat mayonnaise. Shit's nasty.
I love Miracle Whip.
Oh, ew, that's even worse.
Miracle Whip? Me too.
That's even worse than regular mayonnaise. And I don't eat mayonnaise. I used to eat mayonnaise as a kid. I can't anymore. Tuna? I don't eat tuna.
I love tuna.
I can't stand tuna. It makes me want to throw up every time I smell it.
Oh, I love it.
I can't do it. It smells so bad.
That's what I get from Subway.
Ugh. It's the smell that gets me with tuna. I can't do it. It makes me want to vomit.
It's so good.
I can't get past the smell.
So good.
Which Papa said I used to eat it as a kid. But it's the smell. I cannot get past the smell.
Does he like it?
Oh, yeah. The accent loves some tuna.
I love tuna.
He eats the hell out of tuna.
It's so good.
Pickle relish in yours.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
If Daxon wants tuna, I have Mike make it. I just can't. I can't do it. It makes me want to vomit every time I smell it. So gross. Dozer. Can you not do that right here?
Thanks, Pam. He's like, fine. That was rude.
He's like, I will just go inside. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway. Hi, guys.
Hey.
So we are recording outside today because it's nice. So you will probably hear the birds. Maybe.
Cars going by.
Some cars. I think our neighbors are done trimming their hedges.
Hopefully.
Might hear some kids, though. So, sorry if you do. But it's really nice. Anyway. So it's our first episode of June.
Whoop, whoop.
No. We're 2 months away from the podcast 1 year anniversary.
Already?
Yep.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long at all.
Yep. It was August when we started it.
Damn. It's flew by. Mm-hmm. That's insane.
I know. So we'll have to figure out what we're going to do for the 1 year anniversary. We'll have to do.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something. A big one.
Yep. Maybe record it or something. Like video it or something.
That would be good. That would be a good idea.
Maybe do a live stream for that one.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. That was Mama yelling at the dog.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We got 2 months to plan it out.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So I'm really excited about this episode.
I can't wait.
I know. I've teased it the last few weeks, and I know you're all excited about it. So it's great. So I'm going to tell you right up front. These are some hard names.
To pronounce?
Yes. And I'm probably not going to say any of them right. But we're going to do our best.
Got it.
So don't hate me. All right. Are you ready to talk about fairies?
Yes, I'm so excited for this one. Shit, I can't wait.
Okay. So let's dive in.
Okay.
So when we hear the words fairy or fairies, we think of Tinkerbell and all the other Disney fairies that they have now. Well, real fairies are nothing like what Disney portrays them to be.
So you're fixing to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I'll tell you about Smurfs later.
You got one on Smurfs?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I want to do that one, too.
You want me to tell you now or at the end?
Do it at the end.
Okay, because it's going to ruin Smurfs, too.
Fuck, I love Smurfs. Why do you ruin everything for me?
I have to know it, so you have to know it.
Oh, so that's how this works.
Yep, I already ruined Smurfs for Mama.
Did you really?
Yep, she already knows. Yep, I know the truth. So do you.
Okay.
It's so fucked up.
Of course, you're saying it. It's going to be fucked up.
It's just like all the nursery rhymes that we know as kids.
Yeah.
They're all based off some dark shit. Like.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yep.
Ruined my whole childhood.
Like, you know, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Mm-hmm. That's the Black Plague.
Is it really?
Yep.
Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit.
Yep. The London Bridge.
Yeah.
That's about the London Bridge collapsing.
Hmm.
Because it actually did collapse.
Right.
And when it collapsed, they found bodies hidden inside the pillars of the bridge.
Holy shit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah. That's morbid.
Yeah, it's so fucked up. The shit we learned as kids that we sang with our kids.
Definitely won't be singing them to my grandson anytime soon now.
Okay, anyway. Back to
the topic.
Fairies. Okay. So instead of whimsical magic, fairy dust, and all that, fairies are actually terrifying and will probably most definitely murder you.
Damn.
Yep. So to start, I got a little history for you.
Okay.
So the word fairy, spelled F-A-I-R-Y, comes from the Latin word fata, which means fate. While fairy, spelled F-A-E-R-I-E, is an old French word meaning enchantment.
Those are good words.
Yeah. So the two words, they both refer to the same supernatural being. But the Latin spelling is the more modern and most common. But the French spelling is older and more archaic. And that spelling is usually used to evoke a more mystical and traditional atmosphere. So which spelling you use really just depends on like what kind of feeling you're trying to portray.
Mm-hmm.
When you use it. So, we all know how dark the world is today. But we aren't in today's times for this one. Today, we're going to go farther back, much farther, to a time that was darker in a much different way than it is today. So, during the time in which we are going back to, things were dark because no one really knew what the fuck was going on, like, ever. And everything around them was just constantly mysterious. This is the time when fairies had come to be, but these fairies were dark, evil, and savage on a whole different level. Yeah. This is when fairies weren't loved and celebrated. Instead, they were deeply feared because they knew that if they offended the fairies in any way at a moment's notice, the fairies would cast evil spells or curses on them. Yep. And that's about as whimsical as these fairies that I'm going to tell you about get.
They're so tiny.
Well, not all of them.
Well, when we did look them up the other weekend I was here, when mm-hmm. I was helping you look them up.
Yeah.
Some of them weren't tiny.
Yeah.
If I looked up the right one.
Yep.
They weren't the little ones that you see that are Tinkerbell and all them.
Nope. There are several things in here that I never knew was in the category of fairy. Because when you see it or hear it, you don't think of a fairy. You think of something totally different.
One of them almost looked like an ogre, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big, but that's kind of what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Yep. So they're not these cute little
dinky little things.
Beings with, you know, little fairy sparkle coming behind them and cute little dresses. Definitely not. Other end of the spectrum is where we're at.
Like some medieval type shit.
Yep. Maybe even darker than that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for it.
You sure? Are you sure?
Yeah. I want to hear this one. I've been waiting for this shit.
Okay. So apparently fairies are a significant part of Irish folklore, their culture, and history.
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that at all. I
had no idea that fairies were like deeply rooted with the Irish.
Mm-mm.
No clue. So during this time, those in Ireland had such a fear of fairies that they didn't call them fairies. Instead, they called them the Shahi, which is also known as little people or the wee folk.
Huh.
Right? Isn't that interesting?
It is. I never known that. I never would have thought that.
And that is the way you say that. It's spelled S-I-D-H-E, but it's pronounced Shahi. Because I looked it up.
You Googled it.
Yep. Because that's the thing with the Irish language. They spell it. It's not spelled the way it's
said. Sounds.
Yeah. Like Siobhan is typically spelled S-I-O-B-H-A-N. Mm. But it's pronounced Siobhan.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yep. So I Googled it. Some of these I Googled, but I'm really not sure. Because it doesn't sound right. But I don't know. Either way, I'm trying my best here. So there were also things called fairy paths. So these were the fairies. These are what the fairies would use to travel. So like how we have walking paths, they have fairy paths. There were also what were known as the fairy hills, which these hills were forbidden to be dug upon. I'm assuming, because I couldn't figure out why you couldn't dig on them, but I'm thinking maybe the fairies like lived in the hills.
Right.
Maybe. So many had their homes rounded off. So that way the corners, so like literally the corners cut, you know what I mean? Instead of a square. This is so that way the corners of their houses didn't block any fairy paths.
Hmm. So they're like round, mm-hmm. like circles?
Yeah. So that way any potential paths that were right there, their house didn't block it. Which is crazy to me. So then in Ireland, cottages, they were sometimes initially built so that the front door and the back door were perfectly lined up. So that way at night, which is when the fairies were believed to have traveled, they would just leave both doors open. So that way the fairies could just go straight through the house and not get trapped inside.
Why would they get trapped in their own house?
Well, because if you don't know that the fairy's in there and you shut the door while they're traveling at night, they're going to get stuck in the house. How are they going to get out? Because the doors are shut.
They can't open their own damn doors?
No, the fairy in the person's house.
Oh! Sorry, blonde moment. I thought we were talking about the fairy's house. I get it.
No. So the cottages would be built so that way their front door and back door were in one straight line.
Right.
And then they would leave them open at night because that's when they believed the fairies traveled. So that way the fairy could just go straight through.
Okay. Now I get what you're saying.
Yep. Ain't no fucking way.
No, I'm not leaving. Fuck that shit. No. They're just going to have to travel somewhere
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Like, I don't want no crazy-ass fucking animal. Let alone crazy-ass... Anyway. Totally different subject. So, during this time, it was also believed that fairies caused diseases. Like tuberculosis, birth defects, and so on.
And you're going to let them travel through your damn house at night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hell no, I'm good.
Right? Like, there's so much shit back then that fairies got blamed for.
Like...
So much shit.
No wonder why they're so fucking mean.
Right. Okay, so now we're going to get into some of these fairies. So I have a mixture of both Irish and Scottish fairies to tell you about. So the first one is a changeling. Changelings, I think, are really interesting. But they're interesting in a very unsettling way.
Like a dark, morbid way?
Yeah. So according to Irish legend, fairy children replaced real children. Your face. So basically the fairies would come, they would steal your child and then replace it with a changeling.
What the hell are they gonna do with a human child?
So right away you're gonna know that this is not your kid, okay? Because they're gonna look very sickly. They're not gonna grow to be the normal size a child should grow to. They're also going to be like very subtle things that you're gonna notice, like your child may have a beard. They might have like long, fangy teeth.
Mm-hmm.
These changelings will also be very intelligent beyond their years because they're fairies and they're ancient beings. So they're going to have like super crazy insight and just be very intuitive about pretty much everything. So basically, they're going to have the traits that is just super weird for a kid to have. And you're just like, I don't think you're my kid. Okay, so why would they take your child
and then give their child, right?
Well, they could take them because they want them to be a servant. They may just love the human child and just want to take it to be its parents, which is kind of shitty.
Kind of fucked up.
Or they could be doing it just to be dicks because they're little malicious assholes.
So let's just go steal a human baby and give them my baby?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yep.
The fuck?
So there are rare cases where the super elderly fairy folk would be used as the changeling and be swapped out for the human baby so that way this old fairy could live out the rest of its days in comfort and being loved by a human.
Okay, that's kind of sweet. In a weird way.
I mean, I guess.
For the elderly one, not for the baby.
I was about to say, you never get your kid back, so I mean.
That's true.
Okay, now there is a way to ensure that your child does not get taken in exchange for a changeling. You can wear your coat inside out. You can leave an open pair of iron scissors next to where the child sleeps.
Oh, yeah, because that's just safe.
Yep.
This is stressing me out already.
Okay, are you ready to shift gears just a little bit?
I don't think I am.
Well, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to go from legend to real life.
Okay.
There are two 19th century cases that are true. These are actual cases where people believed in changelings so much that they murdered someone. So in 1826, a woman named Anne Roche bathed a boy who was 4 years old. His name was Michael Leahy, I think is how you say it. And this boy could not speak or stand. I'm not exactly sure why. I didn't really look into it that far, but for whatever reason, he couldn't. So she bathed him three times in a river in Ireland called the Flesk. On the third time she bathed him in it, he drowned. She swore that she didn't intend to harm him, that she was just trying to drive the fairy out of him because he was a changeling. She was taken to trial and acquitted of murder.
What?
Yep. Then in 1895, a woman in Ireland named Bridget Cleary was literally murdered by several people, including her own husband and cousin. She had apparently had a short bout of pneumonia, and this local dickhead named Jake Dunn was like, oh, she's a fairy changeling because she's not getting any better. So her husband, Michael, her cousins, and some other people, I don't know exactly how many, but several people, all got together and killed her.
Holy shit.
Yep. Then they were only convicted of manslaughter. Because they were able to convince the jury that they weren't killing Bridget. They were killing a changeling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up.
Our next fairy is called a Kelpie. And a group of them are called Kelpies. Kind of reminds me of something off SpongeBob.
Yeah. I don't like SpongeBob.
I want to say the green seahorse that he rode around on in a couple episodes, his name was Kelpie.
Might be.
I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway, so these are a type of Scottish fairy, and they're considered to be cannibalistic.
Oh, lovely.
And they'll eat anything that they come across. So if they come across animals, they'll eat it. But if they come across humans, they usually do a little more than just eating.
What the hell else is there left to do?
So Kelpies are thought to live in the waters of Lux in Scotland, like the Loch Ness. Right. So as a side note here, they enjoy eating humans and deer the most. That's their favorite meals.
Mm.
So these fairies can actually shapeshift.
Oh, nice.
And they're great at doing it. So what these fairies will do is they'll most often appear as a beautiful black or pure white horse.
Oh, pretty.
Then they, you know, just kind of walk up to these crazy ass fucking humans that are like, look at that pretty wild horse. You know, let me just fucking touch it and offer them rides. Right. And they're like, oh, yes, let me just take a ride on this wild fucking horse that I don't know shit about, you know? They climb on this horse, bareback, right? What a polite wild horse. I appreciate your ride. I'm so tired from walking on the fucking beach all day. Then the person gets on, and the Kelpie just carries them into the depths of the water and drowns them.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Then, when they get them to the bottom of the water, they just rip them apart and they eat them.
Damn. I would be one of those ones that would get on the horse and try to pet it and shit.
I wouldn't. I'm good.
I love horses.
I do too, but I ain't about to touch no wild horse. Wild horses are fucking crazy.
They are really crazy.
Yep. Fucking bite your damn hand off is what they'll do.
Mm-hmm.
I love horses, but wild horse, no thank you. I'm good. Okay, anyway. So, Kelpies are just fucking dicks.
They're assholes.
So, other than the horse, they are also known to shape-shift into good-looking men and women to lure women into the water because, you know, humans are dumb as fuck.
Skinny dip.
Pretty much. And then they drown them, rip them apart, and eat them. Mm-hmm. So, those are the Kelpies.
Well, they're an interesting bunch.
Mm-hmm. So, the next one is a fairy class that's from England, Ireland, and Germany. These are called the Baffion. I think that's how you say it. So now the Baffion are a part of delightful class of fairies, referred to as the, quote, drowner fairies.
Hmm. And they're delightful.
Hmm. Yep. So these are technically a type of water fairy. They live in lakes and streams. And the name means white woman, because whenever this fairy appears, they're known to wear a white gown and appear as a woman. Yep. So their names are just straight to the damn point.
Yeah.
Like, they don't play. So now their whole shtick, right, is they wait for children to come in or near the water. They just reach up and they pull them down and drown them.
That's an asshole move.
Yep. So basically, don't go near or in water in Ireland, Scotland, or Germany. Stay the fuck away from all forms of body of water.
Right. Most definitely. And I want to go to Ireland.
Stay away from water.
Yeah.
So the next ones are called Bogarts. They're like B-O-G-G-A-R-T-S. Bogart. Because it kind of sounds like boogers. So I wanted to make sure I spelled it. To make it clear what I was saying. And I talk really fast, so that's not going to help. Okay, so these are an earth fairy. They are found in Scotland, which, I mean, it makes sense because Scotland's got all the grass and the fields and, you know, kind of makes sense. So these kind of look like garden gnomes.
I like gnomes.
But they're super creepy and kind of scary looking gnomes.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're dirty and messy. Their clothes are wrinkled and dirty, and they just are, like, constantly covered in, like, a layer of dust.
Mm.
Yeah. They're just a whole fucking mess all around, to be honest with you.
Just
they're very malicious and ill-tempered. So they're just angry little things. So now, once Bogarts enter your home, they're super hard to get out. They kind of act like poltergeists, sort of.
Holy shit. They're
like a poltergeist fairy, kind of.
Yeah.
So now, once inside your home, their favorite thing to do, which I kind of find funny, not gonna lie. It's fucked up, but it's so funny. They just act like little shitty kids. Like, just fucking with everything. Just little assholes. So their favorite things to do are dumping over cups. Knock it over. Or, like, jugs of milk or just any kind of liquid. Just
dump it.
Just knock it over. Yep. Just make a mess. They like to torment dogs. They'll tease them and, like, just make them randomly bark. Now, cats hate Bogarts, but really, cats hate all fairies, to be honest. So they try to avoid cats, but if they can't, right, fairies will fuck with them. Bogarts, though, aren't afraid of cats, like all other fairies. So they'll pull the cat's tail, they'll pull on their whiskers, they'll make them howl and scream. Like, they just love fucking with cats and dogs. Like, they're like, I don't like you.
So I'm going to make your life miserable.
Exactly. Bogarts also, like a poltergeist, will slam doors shut. They'll turn lights off and on. They'll fry your electrical cords.
Shit.
They will, this is just like the ultimate shittiest thing to do. They'll also torment sleeping babies. They'll usually pinch them.
Aww.
Yep. They'll pull their hair, they'll poke them, and they'll keep doing it until they wake up screaming. That's the worst of it. The rest of it is just like, you fucking asshole.
Right.
And I gotta clean this shit up.
So,
like I said, if you get a Bogart in your house, they're hard to get rid of. You can hang bells on the doors. You can bang pots. You can scream and yell. Basically, the whole idea is make a shit ton of noise. You're trying to be more annoying than the Bogart, so it'll leave. Like, this isn't fun. You're getting on my fucking nerves. Peace out. Yep.
I'm going to go terrorize another family.
Pretty much. You can also put iron nails on your windowsills. Basically, just
nail it shut.
Yeah. You can hang an iron horseshoe above the doors. So our next fairy are the Viracas. Viracas, maybe? It's V-I-R-I-K-A-S? Viracas? That might be it. I'm not sure. So now the thing about these ones is that they never get any taller than 18 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're more like spectral entities. So you can see them by seeing their flaming red face and blood-stained teeth.
Oh, shit.
Their whole shtick is that when someone is about to die in your house, they just hang out outside your house in a big old group, and they just kind of like chitter-chatter excitedly while this person is dying.
Well, that's
it. Yeah, that's what they do. That's it. Yep. They'll just hang out at your house and just giggle and laugh and talk amongst themselves as this person is dying in your house. Super fucked up.
Yeah.
So, and then while they're doing that, they have these blood-stained teeth and red faces. So they're just scary and rude.
Yeah, and rude.
That's really all I have on those. They're 18 inches tall. They're scary, covered in blood, and they're shitheads. They just hang out and talk shit outside your house while someone's dying. Basically what they are. So the next one, they're pretty terrifying. Mainly because of what they look like, but also because they're pretty homicidal.
No.
So these ones are called anthropophagi. I believe that's how you say it. So these are homicidal, terrifying looking fairies, and they originate from England. So this name translates to man eating.
No.
So they're just upfront about it. Okay, so these guys are all about getting attention with what they look like. This is not a pretty fairy at all. Like, so this fairy is headless.
Oh, shit.
Yep. They do have, like, very little tiny brains that are placed near their reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm. Why are their brains down there?
Because they don't have a head. Where else are they going to go?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Its eyes are on its shoulders because, again, they have no head. Then in the center of its chest is its wide open gaping mouth.
Oh.
It does not have a nose. Picture seeing that.
Yeah, I'm good.
So now the reason it doesn't have a nose is
it's a good one. Oh, God.
So that way it doesn't gag while it's eating raw human flesh.
Holy shit.
Yep.
That's wild.
So these fairies are said to only kill when they're hungry. But they are always homicidal. Like, they might not act on killing you.
But they think about it.
But they want to. Yeah. And if they're hungry, you better get the fuck away. Because then they definitely will. Yep. So a little fun fact about these fairies. These fairies are actually featured in William Shakespeare's plays Othello and Merry Wives of Windsor.
Oh, wow.
Yep. These are the fairies in there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the next one, these ones are just more funny than anything, to be honest with you. So these are called Cara Caper. So these are from South America, and they're a great friend to the tortoise.
Aw.
So this is important because if you harm or hurt a tortoise, then these things are going to come for you. So just be nice to tortoises.
Yeah, and then they'll be fine.
Yeah. They have red eyes, swollen knees, and they can fly. Their feet are turned backwards. And the reason for this is so that if people go looking for these specific ones in South America, because they look for their feet print, since their feet are on backwards, it fucks with people because it thinks that they went a different direction than they actually did.
Right. Yep. That's smart.
Now, if you harm or hunt down a tortoise, they will attack you with their backward feet and murder you.
Yep.
Like, could you just imagine seeing some little creature walking across the beach with a tortoise by it, its feet are on backwards? Those are just more funny than anything. Just harm a tortoise and you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one's really odd. It's called the Bendith, and it translates to Mother's Blessing. So this is a clan of Welsh fairies, and they engage in kind of sort of the same behavior like changelings do, but they just kidnap the kids.
Oh.
Yeah. So they kidnap the human baby. Then they leave their own deformed offspring called Crimbles in its place.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For the parents of the kid, the human baby that was kidnapped, the only way to even get their kid back is to consult a witch.
Yep.
And sometimes they'll be lucky enough that the Bendith will just come and return the baby, but there's a specific time in which they would do this if they were going to at all. So only after the human has taught these fairies to appreciate good music is when they will return the baby. So aside from being kidnappers and just little fucking shitheads, they also tend to tire out the horses by riding them frequently. So you guys had to try to ride your horse is too tired because the fairies rode it.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
So now in order to make these fairies happy and keep them from stealing your kids, you have to leave milk outside of your house and only speak these fairies' names in, like, reverence. So, like, never in nasty tones.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be rude or disrespectful. Because if you are,
they're going to take your baby.
Yep. They're going to come take your kid away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have two more. Then I have, like, a crazy little gang of fairies to talk about. Okay, so the next one is called the Fakins. These are Scottish fairies. So these ones are terrifying. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
They have one eye, one hand, one leg, one finger, one toe, one foot, one ear.
What the hell?
Like, one of everything. All of these body parts are placed into a center line down their body.
Oh, shit.
Yep. These fairies also do not fly. Obviously, because they would only have one wing.
One wing.
They ain't got shit going for them, except for the fact that they are violent and very territorial. They will hit you with a spiked club or chain that they always carry with them in their one hand.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So if you trespass onto just this nasty little beast land and don't immediately get scared off by them by having, you know, this center-lined body, then they're just going to hit you in the face with their spiked club or chain.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these ones are pretty gross. All right. This is a gang of fairies. These are called the Red Caps. They originate from Scotland. They look kind of like gaunt, sickly old men.
Oh.
And they have like these sharp claws and teeth.
Mm.
So although they look sickly, like old men, they have super crazy strength and can overpower a full-grown man.
Damn.
They also carry around a scythe, which is like a Grim Reaper, they would hold, you know? They use a scythe to hack and slash people to death if you come near them.
Holy shit.
But they're not done.
Oh.
After they hack and slash you, they mop up your blood with their caps, hence their name, the Red Cap, because their cap is full of blood. Now, they join a couple of their other fairy friends in being cannibals who will eat both humans and other fairies after they kill them. The only way to ward off these little delightful beings is to recite Bible verses. But you have to be really quick about it.
Hell, I don't know any Bible verses.
Right. You have to be able to do this out of nowhere very quick. Because if they get to you, you're done.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about the Slua. S-L-U-A. This is the name of the unseemly court or the evil fairies. The name means the host, which is because there's a lot of times where they'll usually like use euphemisms to say these things instead of saying them, because saying them is supposed to invoke them. So you don't call them by their name.
Right.
So in this case, the host is the euphemism to avoid invoking them, right? So so what are these things? Because we should know now that we've invoked them, we should know what the fuck they are. So these are a group of the darkest, most vile creatures imaginable. They are said to be super thin, gaunt, and haggard looking.
Oh.
They have skin that's barely hanging off their bones. And they also can look like bird-like, even though they don't fly around.
Yeah.
They have leathery wings that are like super close to their body.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looks like a cape or like a creepy ass fucking cloak, because that's how close they keep them. Their hands and feet are like bony claws.
Ooh.
Yep. They have like stringy, sparse, dark hair that covers their head. They have a creepy ass gnarling pointed like fangs that are coming out of like a beak like mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah. They hang out with something called the Wild Hunt, which I think is just more crazy ass creatures. I'm not really sure. I didn't really look into that one. But they just kind of fly around in the night sky. These guys do. So these stem from Scotland and Ireland. But there's also accounts of these creatures being like in a whole gang. Okay, so we got a gang of fucking fairies, all right? They have been seen in Germany, France, the Czech Republic, Poland, Scandinavia, Russia, all kinds of fucking places. Wow. Like that. So they're looking for people's souls to steal.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So apparently this hunt is used to be thought to be like the telltale sign that some horrible war was going to happen, or some kind of plague or catastrophe, or just some wild, awful thing. Because you got all these things flying around looking for souls.
Right.
So these are seen as, quote, fairies gone amok. Like, they're just a fucked up version of fairy, like a distorted anti-fairy,
mm-hmm.
You know? So they have no logic, no reason, no loyalty, and no mercy. Which is literally everything fairies are supposed to have.
Right.
So now, when this was thought to be a thing, right? It was pre-Christianity. Then Christianity came around in Scotland and Ireland and just kind of changed everything. So once Christianity came in and got a hold of this, this gaggle of ugly fairies became what was thought to be just a bunch of unrepentant dead sinners.
Damn. That was harsh.
Right? So basically, we're just out here seeing either anti-fairies or those who were once human that are now like these just crazy ass creatures that were just thrown into the wild hunt to spend eternity there because they were sinners.
Yep.
I think that's where we're going to end up.
Yeah.
It's going to be some creepy ass looking creatures just
eating humans and shit.
Okay. So obviously they're prey on humans, right? They go after humans. Their main purpose is to steal the souls of the living, and more specifically, the dying. But that doesn't mean that if you're in good health and everything's fine and you're not dying and you're happy, that they won't come and take your soul too, because they will. They're happy to do it because they're just dicks.
Assholes.
Yeah. So if they come for you, you're going to be lifted up from a great height and then you're going to be dropped.
Damn.
Yep. They're known to have a penchant for sadism. Just a little bit.
Just a tad bit.
Yeah. Just a splash. So they're also sometimes known to force their victims to shoot at other people and animals with poisoned arrows.
Mm-hmm.
There is a way to fend them off, though. So basically, to keep them away, close and lock your damn windows and lock your fucking door.
Huh. Who would have thought?
Yep.
Holy
So more specifically, you need to shut and lock the windows that are faced west, because that's where the swarm of these crazy, heinous anti-fairies are said to come from the west. Don't ask me, because I don't have a fun clue.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you knew why.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask which direction is west.
I have no clue, so I wasn't even going to ask.
Oh, okay. I don't know either.
I would be screwed.
I would say that way. No. I would say that way, but I'm usually wrong. So yeah, I don't know. I was not good at I'm good at a lot of things. Geography. And that's geography, right?
Yeah.
Not my strong suit.
Not mine either.
Yep. That was the one class that I sucked at. Okay, now apparently the other way that you can always tell that they're coming is they just smell like shit.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
Yep, they're going to smell like corpses just flying through the air.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. They're going to smell like death. So their dick move that they do is they like to prey on dying souls before they're given their last rites.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So they wait until they're right at the brink of death and right before they're about to be given their last rites. And they're like, ha, 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 we're going to take your soul.
Surprise.
Yep. No saving you. Mm-hmm. So to this day, in some places, doors and windows on the west side of houses are kept locked and closed if there is a sick or dying person in the house.
I could see why.
Yep. So now, the way that you're going to call them upon you is one by uttering their name. And if you do, there is a way to stop them from coming. You can only stop them from getting to you if you divert their attention. This is only done by placing another person in their path. So, i.e. human shield.
Must sacrifice you so I'm good.
Yep, pretty much. Okay, our next one surprised me. I had no idea that it was classified as a fairy.
What is it?
And I think it's going to surprise you too. I'm talking about none other than the Banshee.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm. How is that?
That it's classified as a fairy.
Hmm.
Yep. So according to Irish legend, for anyone that does not know what a Banshee is, these are fairies that scream really fucking loud.
Yeah.
And it's said that if you hear the scream of a Banshee, you're about to die.
Now, I have heard that.
Mm-hmm. They're basically like, they're like the opposite of sirens. So sirens lure you in.
Yeah.
Banshees are like, bitch, you about to die.
Like, here you go. Here it is.
So those of us that already know what these are, you picture a creepy floating apparition with long black hair, tattered clothes, you know, all that. But not all Banshees appear that way.
Hmm.
Banshees can also appear as beautiful women wearing a long draping dress, a pale woman with long silver hair and a silver dress to match, or as a headless woman who is naked from the waist up holding a bowl that is filled with blood.
Holy shit. I'm good.
They can also appear as an old woman in a green dress paired with her red eyes. The last way that she can appear is as an old woman with very long gray hair dressed in all black with a veil covering her face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically, all right, if you see a beautiful woman, an old woman, or a half-naked headless woman with a bowl of blood,
run.
You're fucked.
Yeah. You're done. It's over, my guy.
Yep. So we're going to go back a little bit. The Banshee's origins comes from women that are called keeners. These women were paid to cry, sing, and wail at someone's funeral to express the family's grief.
Mm-hmm.
Why you wouldn't just cry yourself?
That's what I was going to say. Why wouldn't you cry yourself? Hold on. I got to go hire somebody to cry at my family's funeral. Uh-huh. Give me a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me. But that's how they did things back in the day. So some of these keeners would accept alcohol as payment, which is considered sinful. So their punishment for this sin was to spend forever as a Banshee.
Damn.
Kind of harsh.
Yeah.
I think.
I'd say so.
So now there are a few Banshees that are chill. And they just hang around singing sad songs. But they are few and far between. For the most part, if you see a Banshee, she's going to scream. And you will die shortly after. So some Irish myths say that Banshees are the ghosts of young girls who had suffered brutal death, and they appear to family members to warn them that their violent death will too come soon. which I kind of like that one. Mm-hmm. It's just like, hey,
here's a warning.
Yep. Just lock yourself in your fucking house for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
So now the good news is that if you see a banshee, it doesn't mean that you're going to die like right then and there. But you are going to die at some point shortly after. So that's a plus, I guess. Get your affairs in order.
Yeah. Sit there and wonder how long you have until you die.
Okay, so next I have the upwards. These are also known as the Myrings or the Marings. So this fairy comes from Scandinavia. It is said to be the spirit of a child who was abandoned by its parents, who either couldn't take care of it or just didn't want it.
Damn.
Yeah. So because these children were like pretty much left to die and they weren't cared for, they were left without any kind of burial or anything like that. So obviously they come back super fucking pissed, and they come back in the form of like a ghost-like fairy. So they typically reside in the woods or in some super remote area because that's really where they were left to die,
right,
to be honest. So somebody, you know, they're like passing these woods, the upwards will jump onto the person's back, demand to be taken to a proper grave because that's all they want. Proper burial. If the person complies and takes them to the grave, they get heavier and heavier as they're on the journey because you're carrying it on your back.
Right.
So people say this happens because the closer to the grave you get, the more human these fairies become.
Oh, wow.
Then some people say that as the victim of an upward travels with it on their back, it slowly sucks the life out of them, causing them to become weak and sink into the ground, which then becomes the upward's grave.
Shit.
They seem all sweet.
Nice. I know, that's what I was going to say.
And then they end fucked up.
Yeah.
Next we have the Rebokas. These fairies / ogres. So these guys are super chill. And they just enjoy changing in size and eating humans alive as snacks.
Real chill.
Yep. So these originated in Apayao, which is located in the Philippines.
Oh.
I have no idea if I said that correctly. Pretty sure I said it wrong, but. So the people in Apayao believe that the Rebokas will lay in a body of water and suck up all the water so that the fish are just kind of flapping around everywhere, right? I don't know how in the fuck somebody traveling past this body of water doesn't notice this huge ass ogre just chilling in this body of water.
Right.
But apparently they don't. I don't know. So, okay. Picture a puffer fish.
Okay.
Okay. Like 60 million times bigger than that.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So how nobody sees
notices that,
I'm not sure. I feel like I would, but I don't know. Maybe it's like ocean size that it's in. I don't have a clue. Okay. Anyway, so these people get all excited because, you know, the fish are like right there. And they can eat the fish. They can sell the fish, you know, all that. And they're just laying there. They're going to die anyway. So just go out and get it, right?
Right.
Well, that's when the Barboka drowns them by letting all the water back out.
Holy shit.
Yep. Then, after they drown, the Barboka swallows them whole.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Damn, you don't even chew, my guy?
Nope. Swallows them whole. So there's a ton of really scary water fairies like this. Like, it's just one of them. There's a lot. Yeah. No, thank you. I don't know if I'll ever go in water again.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Especially in a different country. I'm not sure about that now.
Uh-uh.
So I did find one way that you can ward them off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
They're afraid of crabs.
They're afraid of crabs?
Yeah. So just when you go to water,
just carry a crab with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Okay. Just take some crabs because they don't fuck with crabs.
You just put them on a leash. It'll be all right.
Fuck. Now, a cool thing about the Barbokas is that the water created from their stomachs will allow whoever drinks it to see into the future.
Okay, that's kind of neat.
Yep.
See in the future that you're fixing to die? The fuck?
Like if they spit the water out and then somebody comes and like takes a drink from that water.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But you got to get the water before the
barbocas. Before it swallows yep. you whole.
So next we have the Kali Kant Zario. I totally butchered that one. These are also known as the chicken riders.
Okay.
Kind of makes me think of the chicken jockey from the Minecraft movie.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
The little zombie baby on the chicken. That's what makes me think of. So now these fairies originate from Greece and Italy. Hence the hard as fuck to say name. And for the most part, they live underground. But during the 12 days of Christmas, which is December 25th through January 6th, they hang out on Earth, like above ground. So during the ancient Greek holiday known as Cycia, it is also said, it is said that Zeus defeated the Titans and Kronos. We all know that story.
Mm-hmm.
But it is rumored as well that while all of that was happening, the Kala Cantasario went around destroying the city for 12 days and stealing the souls of newborn babies.
Holy shit.
Yep.
What is with fairies and babies?
It is also rumored that any baby born during the 12 days on which the Kala Cantasario roamed the earth, that they'd be in great danger of actually transforming into a Kala Cantasario. In order to protect these babies, parents would cover them in bags filled with garlic.
Ew. Yep.
So at some point, somebody apparently covered Logan in a bag of garlic. Because he was born on Christmas Day.
Right.
And as far as I know, he didn't turn into one of these things. So.
No, he seems fine to me.
Yep. Thanks, whoever covered him in garlic. They would also burn logs, which these many naked fairies riding chickens didn't like the fumes of.
Yeah.
So now as for their appearance, they don't really fall under the Tinkerbell fairy category. I mean, none of these really do, but these definitely don't. There are conflicting ideas and descriptions of what these fairies look like. So I think it might maybe be just kind of how they appear to you. Maybe. So some people say that they have hairy bodies with horse legs and boar tusks.
Ew.
But then some people say that they're just wicked, tiny, and human-like and just smell really bad.
Mm.
And the most popular belief is that they are small black creatures that are mostly human-looking other than their long black tails. So kind of like a little black devil. Have you watched, what's it called? It's on Netflix. It's an adult cartoon. Damn it. Hang on. I gotta look and tell you. Because it kind of reminds me of this little creature. Let me find it. Like Enchantment, I think that's what it's called. The show is funny. I think it's on Netflix. Disenchantment. Have you watched that on Netflix? Oh, it's so funny. So he reminds me of... That reminds me of like the little... That little black creature. I'm going to look up pictures now that I know the name of it. You'll have to watch it. It's a good show. It's an adult show, but it's funny. It's got like mermaids and the devil and...
I'll have to watch it.
Elves and... So that description reminds me of that little black creature right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like after going through and doing like all these fairies, I wonder if this show got ideas for their characters from... these fairies, because there's a lot of creatures that resemble like the fairies I'm describing. You have to check it out.
It's I'm gonna have to watch it.
Don't watch it around Bryson though.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Okay. So some people say that they're kind of just like little devils, but they're all black, and so people refer to them as little black devils, like what I just showed you, because that little black thing in the show, he works for the devil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. They're also blind and they have a lisp. Yeah.
Damn. They got all fucked up.
So along with the many ideas of their appearance, people also have like tons of different methods of protecting themselves against them. So they say that you can leave a fire burning in your fireplace all night, which I 10 out of 10 do not fucking recommend you do that.
Right.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't. But the idea behind this is that they can't break into your house through the chimney if there's a fire lit.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, you could also just put one of those iron gates in front of it, but
yeah,
whatever. You can also throw some stinky ass shoes into the fire. hopes that the smell would keep them away.
Yep.
No thanks, because then my whole house would.
Yeah, then my whole house is going to stink.
Okay, so next I have the Bannock. So the Bannock fairies originate from Slavic mythology. So Bannock is just one single dude at all times. Just one little guy by himself. He typically just hangs out in steam rooms, changing rooms, bathhouses, or bathrooms. Just chilling, hanging out. Every Bannock is male. He is described as an old man with long white hair and a long white beard.
Yeah.
They're very clean. They look clean. They smell clean. And they look pretty human-like. So, I mean, at least you don't go into the bathroom to do your business and there's some smelly, nasty-looking old man.
Right.
He's clean.
Yeah.
Except their hands are covered in hair and their nails are claws.
Oh.
Yeah. So their shtick is that they don't like horny little people.
Oh.
Yep.
No.
Yep. So they love spying on women while they bathe.
Mm-hmm.
And they see your home as their home.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Because of this, they have very high standards. And how you're supposed to act in your home.
Yep.
Yeah. So they despise anything religious, such as crosses, anything, you know, any type of holy symbol. You must leave the third bath for them. So, you know, in the old days, they would draw a bath.
Mm-hmm.
One person, you'd use the same water.
That's nasty, but yeah.
I know, but back in the day, that's how it was.
Yeah.
So you, one person would take a bath, then another person, that third bath, nobody could take. It was for this little guy. Then you have to say, I am taking the fourth bath. Like you have to say out loud. Okay. So they consider it extremely rude if somebody else takes the third bath instead of them. It's very rude.
Mm.
I feel like it's rude that you've come in and like dictated my house. But okay.
Right.
they prefer that you keep it quiet while in the bathhouse. Did you know back then there was a place outside the home? They don't want you to cuss, so we would be fucked.
Oh yeah, they would not fit in our fucking house at all.
Nope. And you cannot engage in any kind of sexy time in the bathhouse. It is not okay.
Oh.
It's a no-no. Yeah. They consider that to be super rude. So while he likes to watch ladies bathe,
and that's not rude,
he does not want to watch men and women bathe together.
Mm-hmm.
No, not today. So no sexy time, solo bathing only.
Yeah.
So now if you don't follow these guidelines, the Bannock can be pretty tough on you. He'll douse you in boiling water if you're lucky.
Shit. If you're lucky?
Yeah. You aren't so lucky, he'll just legit just peel your skin off.
I think I'll take the boiling water.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is also said that if he takes his claws to your back and decides to scratch you, that bad luck is coming your way.
Mm.
And that's the last one I got. That is the Dark World of Fairies.
Definitely not the Disney version.
Oh, no. And there are a ton more out there. So we may, maybe we'll do
dig in to another one.
Yeah, maybe we'll do another one.
Whoop. Yeah, that was interesting.
Fairies are so fucked up. They're crazy, murderous, cannibalistic, blood-soaked, and creepy as fuck.
Like, yeah. Not the cute little fairies we hear about.
No.
Great. Yep.
All right. That's all I got for that one.
That was a good one. That was interesting.
So I'm trying to find pictures of all these fairies. I will post which ones I can find.
Because
they're all, you know, myth and folklore and, you know, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to find pictures of all of them, but I'm going to do my best. And I'll post whatever ones I can find. So, all right. You got anything else?
No, that was a good one. That was interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to do some more.
Yeah, see what other ones are out there.
Yeah. Creepy ass fairies. Yeah. Nasty little things.
Ugh.
All right. That's it, guys. We'll be back next week for another episode. Next week's a good one.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yep. Listeners have to wait till next week.
Okay. You can tell me before.
Yep. You get to hear it in just a little bit.
Good.
We're doing batch recording.
Yeah.
Hear it a little bit. It's a good one. That one's going to be longer, so everybody knows. It's going to be longer than normal. It could be a two-parter, but I don't want to split it because I think that it would just fuck it up.
Confuse people.
Yeah. So that one's going to be a little bit longer than it normally is every week. But that's it. That's all I've got.
Alrighty.
Come back next week for that one. And I will post what pictures I can find on Facebook. Give us a rate, review, subscribe. You can find all the links that we have in the episode description. And we hope you keep listening. And remember to
watch for monsters
and don't kill people. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.